Listening Library presents Stink and the World's Worst Super Stinky Sneakers and Stink and the Great Guinea Pig Express by Megan McDonald. Read for you by Nancy Cartwright. Stink and the World's Worst Super Stinky Sneakers. Gross me out. Gross me out? Stinko! Skunksville! Stink Moody was in love. In love with school, that is. It was the best day ever of second grade. The best day ever for class 2D. And maybe, possibly, the best day ever in the whole world and his entire life so far. Mrs. D was taking Stink Moody and his class on a field trip. A smell trip to the smelliest place on Earth. Class 2D was going on a special trip to the Gross Me Out exhibit at the Science Museum, and Stink had a fifth sense that it was going to be the smelliest field trip ever. Stink carpooled with his two best not-smelly friends, Webster and Sophie of the Elves, a.k.a. Elizabeth, but nobody was allowed to call her that.
Hey, guys, did you know one human being person can smell about 10,000 smells?
No way, no how, said Webster.
I love peppermint ice cream, said Sophie,
so I guess that makes me smart.
How do you know so much about smelly stuff anyway? Asked Webster.